Ladies and gentlemen, it's your hostess with the mostest, Mr. Cali. Welcome to the DDJ Show, where it's all about speaking and preaching the truth, ladies and gentlemen. And the truth is, you cannot erase history. Now, WWE concerning Vince McMahon and Brock Lesnar about these sex trafficking allegations, sexual allegations with allegedly whatever the hell is going on. Now they want to erase Brock Lesnar from the WWE. I say you cannot erase history. Just leave whatever the hell they have on YouTube, whatever. I mean, they don't have to show them ever again on WWE. I mean, but you cannot erase history. Come on now. Don't let that infect. I'm trying to look for the right word. Reflect, in fact, I can't think of it right now, but don't let that mess with whatever history they have. That doesn't have nothing to do with WWE. Just because he was in the WWE and he did this outside of the WWE, I mean, come on now, don't let whatever he did in public affect what the hell happened in the ring. I mean, keep that shit separate. Now, you ain't got to hire him back, you can ban him from WWE, whatever, but you cannot erase history. Come on now, you can't. It's going to be all over the internet still, no matter what. I mean, shit, damn. Now, all of a sudden, I guess, what are they doing? Parting ways with Vince McMahon? Are they going to do the same thing with him? I mean, erase him? I mean, damn. What WWE is on it by the McMahons, and his name is Vince, so ain't nowhere in hell you're going to erase the last name McMahon from WWE. I mean, come on now. It's a family business. I mean, if that's the case, shit, you better erase Vince McMahon, Stephanie McMahon, anybody associated with a McMahon, erase all the motherfuckers from the WWE. Just let somebody just take it over. I mean, come on now. You can't erase history. I mean, damn. You know, now Nikita Lyon, she got injured, came back, got injured again. You know, she's having a little rough history with injuries and this and that. You know, now Triple H is going to fire her in 2 weeks. You know, I just read about some shit where he's going to fire her. Why not? Why fire her? Why not just release her? I mean, damn. And just say, hey, this is not working out. You're injured all the time. I mean, damn. What do you expect her to be? Expect her Superwoman? Like, injuries don't happen in the WWE and in sports any type of way. I mean, come on. If she's fragile, she's getting injuries, let her take her time. Give her a little time to get herself back together before just firing her. You know what? For WWE, forget them. Go ahead, fire her. But, you know, I guarantee you, AEW be more than happy to have Nikita Lyon. You know, WWE, I think they don't deserve certain talent because these motherfuckers be messing over the talent that they do have. That why you think some be requesting to leave WWE, release it, some quit because they getting tired of the shenanigans. There's no freedom. Have y'all noticed anybody and everybody who left WWE has become champion? You got Athena Palmer. She was the Honor of Glory. She's champion. You got Mustafa Ali. He's Japan champion. I mean, come on now. That's what it takes to become champion, is to leave the WWE. So be it. Now, I was talking about Sheamus. Go ahead, leave WWE. Do not return for any amount of money. For no nothing. Fuck they storylines. They drag that shit out. You know, it's nothing but a full of hopes and broken promises. They don't even fucking... They don't complete. It's like, to me, WWE is like this. They selling you a fucking story to build you up, to make you think you're going to get something that you want, and you're not going to get nothing. You're going to get messed around and messed around and messed around. That's all that's going to happen. It's like They pick and choose, okay, he's going to be champion, you're going to be champion. Oh, we're just going to make a storyline to make you think you're going to get something that you don't. Then you go back to the end of the line. It's like WWE will make you fight and fight and fight and fight and fight over and over for a title at a title shot. And you think you're going to get it, but you're never going to get it. They're going to have you keep working. Oh, you're getting it. You got to go through this, jump through all these motherfucking hoops and accolades over and over again before you get a shot. Why the hell you think it took Drew McIntyre so fucking long to get a shot, to get a title shot match? Come on now. And, you know, another thing, ladies and gentlemen, what I don't like about WWE is these motherfuckers, pardon me, my French, but that's just the way I talk. Whatever you do outside of WWE, these motherfuckers will fire you, release you. They don't want shit to do with you. They don't want to be associated with you. Like Mandy Rose, she posted naked photos online, had some OnlyFans, a fans only, some fan page, and they released her and gave her championship away. Was it Roxanne Perez? The chicken of on NXT, but I'm like, damn, whatever you do should not reflect. Whatever you do in your private life on the outside of WWE, away from WWE, should not reflect on what you do in the WWE. What type of shit is that? Whatever happened to privacy? I mean, damn. You can't even live your motherfucking life without somebody judging you, what you do on the outside, compared to what you do in the ring. Whatever you do away from WWE should have shit to do with them. I mean, if you living your motherfucking life to the fullest, you ain't breaking no laws, you're not in prison, you're not in jail, you ain't killed nobody or nothing. You just posted some naked pictures online. But I know what it is with WWE. They want to be in control of your private life too. Oh, you represent the WWE. You can't post these pictures and have this and that online. Like, what the fuck, man? They are too judgmental. Who in the hell tries to control? I guess it's like this. If you represent them, you can't be posting a motherfucking naked pictures online, having OnlyFans or whatever. Who controls what somebody does outside for WWE in a private life? I don't like that shit. Like, damn, ladies and gentlemen. Now, y'all remember Chyna, God rest her soul. Now, remember, she stepped away from the WWE and she did some pornography. And WWE would not abduct her into the Hall of Fame, all because she did porn. I'm like, what the fuck? That got to do with WWE. Not a motherfucking thing. I guess they're looking at talent like this. If you're associated with the WWE, you break some type of law, some type of law. You're a violent. But wait a minute. That's what, whatever somebody do in their private life shouldn't have shit to do with going on in the WWE. And you like the motherfuckers is in the WWE making porn. Hello, and like they doing, it's not like they're bringing their private life to work. So whatever somebody does in a private life should not have anything to do with the WWE. Ain't that crazy how they did poor Chyna? They would not abduct her into the Hall of Fame and until she passed away. Then all of a sudden, DX abducted her into the Hall of Fame. She should have been abducted in there. They shouldn't let, just because she did some pornography, oh, that's the reason why you're not getting into the WWE. I mean, damn, man. Who judges people and try to tell them how to live their motherfucking life away from the WWE? Just because they are associated with the WWE, you gotta release them or fire them just because you don't like the way they live it. Who are you to judge what somebody does in their private life? Come on now. I don't give a damn if they're associated with the WWE. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm gonna make this like plain and simple. It's like this. Okay, say you got a job, right? And whatever you do, you don't bring to your job. You don't bring negativity or drugs. Whatever you do away from your job. You do at home. You do it on the streets. You don't bring shit to your job to jeopardize your job, your workplace, right? That's what I'm saying. See, WWE, wrestlers live their private life and do certain things. Okay, whatever. They didn't bring this shit to the WWE. So what gives the WWE the right to fire them because they don't like what the hell they doing in their private life? Who the fuck is you to judge what somebody's doing away from the WWE? That shit is crazy. Just because they work for the motherfuckers, that's a job. They didn't bring their fucking work there. That shit is crazy. Let me run back to something else. Okay, now, ladies and gentlemen, Family Matters. Y'all remember that TV show for the 90s? What was her name? The dark-skinned chick. Dang it. God, I can't think of her name now. You had Laura. Y'all probably would know who I'm talking about. But, yeah, Laura, then you had the little, the dark-skinned chick, you know, the one who did, porn and shit, right? Well, anyway, they had a Family Matters reunion. They didn't even consider her. She was not invited. I'm like, what the fuck? Are you serious? Jamie Foxworth, yes, that's her name. Yes, she did some flicks. And whatever happened, they had Laura, they had your little wife, you know, Steve, Darius, Craig, they had him, Reed Payton, you know, and what's the name, the dad, you guys know his name, Ron Reginald, whatever the fuck his name, you guys know what I'm talking about. But yeah, they had the Family Matters reunion, ladies and gentlemen, but they did not invite Jamie Foxworth. I mean, what the fuck? All because she did some motherfucking porn? Well, hold on now, she's a grown ass woman. So who are you to judge what the fuck somebody do in their private life and not want to invite them to the motherfucking Family Matters reunion because just because what they did in their private life? What type of shit is that? It's a lot of judgmental people out there, motherfuckers that would judge you for what you did in your private life and say, oh, we don't want to invite her. What the fuck? People is crazy today, man. People are so fucking crazy. Even though what they do in their what people do in their private life doesn't have nothing to do with them, these motherfuckers want to still hold a fucking grudge like they did something wrong just because in their private life they were doing some flicks, posting pictures online, or doing some fucking porno flicks. I'm just saying, the world is so messed up and judgmental. Motherfuckers want to judge you even though you're not bringing your mess to the workplace, judge you on the outside, and won't you live it like your life according to them. They should, how you present them, they want to make it since you're associated with them at your job that you're supposed to live your life this fucking way, not no other way. Ain't that some shit, man? Shit is crazy. It's a lot of judgmental people out there. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's your hostess with the mostest, Mr. Kelly, and thank you for tuning in to the DDJ show, where it's all about speaking and preaching the truth. And you know what? The truth is, AEW is a little bit better than WWE. So, Nikita Lyon, if you get fired, go to AEW. It'd be a breath of fresh air. It makes no difference how many injuries you get. I guarantee the motherfuckers will work some out, kick it with you. I mean, they'll work with you. You'll probably be champion, all that shit. You know, AEW is where it's at, man. Other wrestling companies is where it's at. The only way you can be champion and get treated fairly, if you go to another wrestling company. WWE is not it no more. It's long-ass storylines, getting dragged out. I mean, they're making you fight for something half your life before you even get it. You know, shit is crazy in the WWE. WWE is not it today. There's a lot of wrestling companies, Honor of Glory, TNA, Japan, you know, other wrestling companies is... they are helping out all these rest. All the indies is a lot better. It's like a lot more free. See, in WWE, they're not free. They under this damn story, dragged out storyline. Work your ass off for a fucking century before you see a motherfucking title shot. Damn, shit is crazy. Well, anyways, your hostess with the mostest, Mr. Kelly. Until next time, folks, I'm out. Peace.